Greetings, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm your habit change coach and holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. If you are feeling stuck about a habit that doesn't serve you, or if you care about someone else whose habit is creating problems, my Habits into Health approach can help you in new ways. We have a 21st century model because there's a lot of beliefs out there about the role of motivation in creating change that are way out of date and just don't fit for everybody today. All self-defeating habits have hidden layers, and those block the changes that you want to make. In this show, we focus on making those hidden habits visible. And this works whether you're dealing with your own patterns or if you're feeling troubled about someone else's behavior. And we start to heal this hurt by reinforcing kindness to help you move your life in the direction that you want to go. In looking at the change process lately, I just got to say there is more going on with that habit that you're unhappy about, because it's just the tip of the iceberg. If you're like most people, you've been focusing on the surface, the habit itself. And there's an easier way to approach this, and it involves looking below the surface at the smaller steps that build habits in the first place. Because you know who you are by your actions, we start with our Habits into Health practice, and this helps you teach yourself through experience. The practices that we do here are not designed to fix or cure you, or to fix or cure your unwanted habit. Healing is a side effect of something that's much more fundamental, much more basic, and that's the ability to influence your own actions. These practices help you develop new skills for self-influence, and the more you can do this, the more you empower yourself to handle whatever life brings you. This podcast offers you a start by helping you increase your awareness of subtle patterns in yourself, and this is a first step in stopping the pain and in taking charge of your life. Now, I recorded a little exercise earlier today, and we're going to pop that in, and then we'll move on to our topic for the day. So let's try a little practice. If you've been here before, you have a sense about what we're going to be doing. If this is your first time, welcome aboard. You may feel more comfortable just listening the first time, but you can always come back and listen at any other time. This exercise I call Just a Little Bit, which is a big component of all of our Habits into Health practices, but it's a fairly easy way to get connected with how you define what a little bit means. So we start by having you just press your lips together just a little bit. And notice when you do that, what else happens? When you press your lips, do you feel more aware of your lips? Do you notice something in your jaw? When you press your lips together just a little bit, are you more aware of the inside of your mouth? These are just examples. You may be more aware of something going on around your eyebrows or in your chest. Now, press your lips a little bit more and notice what happens here. Do you feel discomfort? If that's the case, then you've probably gone more than just a little bit. So you can undo that a little bit and notice what happens here. What happens in your teeth or your tongue, the back of your neck or your shoulders? What happens when you just do a little bit? And if you do more than that, what happens when you undo it? So just take a rest for a moment, and that means to unpress your lips. And I'll do the instructions in a slightly different way. Let's have you imagine a 100% scale. 1 point all the way up to 100. Now press your lips just a little bit, just 1%. It may be imperceptible to anyone else, but it's just enough for you to recognize a slight increase in pressure. Now bring that pressure up to 2%. What changes? You probably don't have to think very much to press your lips. But there are a whole lot of things happening when you do that, aren't there? It'll be different for you and possibly for anybody else. Now press your lips up to 3%. And just notice what happens in your neck, your jaw, what happens in your shoulders, if anything, down your chest. You may not notice. That's all right. In the beginning, very often, we don't notice. And that may be true for you as well. But what happens when you bring that pressure, just sort of lift the pressure a little bit, down to 2%? And when you do that and hold it at 2, what do you feel? What do you notice in your mouth? What happens in the rest of your face? Does anything get activated or softened? Bring that pressure down to 1. And what happens when you do that? Disorganizing it down to 1. What happens inside your lips, on the inside of your mouth and your gums, even down into your throat, your neck, or your shoulders, or anywhere else that you notice? And then undo the pressure down to 0. Now your mind may think that 0 is where you started. Set that aside. It's possible that 0 is a different place than where you started. It may be that you're still pressing your lips, and you might want to soften that pressure a little bit more. It may be that 0 is less than where you started. You could just notice that. This is just learning from doing a little bit and recognizing that a lot is happening that you don't typically pay attention to. This small exercise, very simple exercise, even though you haven't burned very many calories, is just an opportunity to practice new attitudes and skills that I learned first for myself and have been passing on to clients for many years. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and you're listening to Habits into Health. I host the show and all of the Habits into Health programs. This is just a start, and if you want more, here's some ways that you can do that. Come to habitsintohealth.com and request my free ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? You already know that you're stuck, or you wouldn't be listening. So you'll find out more about which of the 5 top warning signs apply to you and some things you can do to get unstuck. When you give me your name and email address, I'll not only send you a link for the ebook, but I'll also keep in touch with other tips and support. You can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for Habits into Health at iTunes.com. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for habits.into.health. Let's talk about our topic. I've been looking at the change process lately, and you know, there's always more going on with that habit that you're unhappy about, mostly because it's just the tip of the iceberg. And if you're like most people, you've been focusing on the surface, which is the habit itself. There's an easier way, and it involves looking below the surface at the smaller steps, the building blocks of your habit and how it got started. Last time, I promised to say more about this. I was talking about the habit of procrastination, but it could be about anything. Most of the people I've worked with who put things off until later are also putting themselves down about this. And this happens to be something that's true for almost everybody who's stuck in a problem habit. Is this what you do? Put yourself down about it? Well, that's a problem habit in itself, isn't it? The thing is that you're defeating yourself from the start if you get mad at yourself for not dealing with the habit that exists on the surface, the tip of the iceberg. And I don't think it helps to get mad at yourself at all. Things will go much smoother once you recognize that your main habit is built of smaller bits, smaller habits, the building blocks, and they surround your habit, and they distract you from recognizing that they are a part of your problem. Well, since your habit isn't a single thing, but a mixture of smaller habits, doesn't it make sense to unwind the whole package one small bit at a time? You're still working on your main habit, after all. Well, one place to start is with tracking the triggers that consistently lead you into your bigger habit. For example, if you're gaining weight, are you eating foods that increase your weight And what are the triggers for eating those foods? Do you keep cookies or whatever your weight-gaining food is around the house or in your office or in the car? Do you drive by a fast food place a lot that is like a magnet and pulls you in? If you drink alcohol more than you like, what activates your thoughts about having this drink? Is it a particular time of day? Is it associated with disagreements with someone, a coworker, your partner or spouse, another family member? Are you triggered by being around others who are drinking? Or does driving by a liquor store or walking down the beer aisle in the grocery store trigger you? Just be attentive to what your triggers are around this. If you're spending too much time on the computer or your mobile device, what kind of visual cues or activities pull your focus there? For instance, do you keep your mobile device on you all the time? Or even right by your bed at night so that every time a text comes in, you get a signal? It's not a really great way to get rest, but it also keeps you activated around your mobile device. This week, track the triggers that activate your habit. And next time, we'll talk about some things you can do next. It's all a part of taking small, concrete actions towards your goal today. It can energize you and give you hope for taking another small step tomorrow. And step by step, it works with all of those smaller habits that build up to create your bigger habit. It's time to sign off for now. If you're having a difficulty with a habit and you want some more support, of course, check your triggers this week. But then come to habitsandhealth.com and request my free ebook. Do you have a habit, or does your habit have you? And it can help you clarify the issues you're dealing with. You'll also find other podcasts, articles, and resources on my website. I always like to end by saying, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.